Hey everybody, it's Brad, host of the Just Lead podcast. Before we get to this week's show, we just wanted to say thank you to all of you for your support. If you love the show, make sure to head over to Apple Podcasts and leave us a five-star review. This is one of the best ways to help other people find us and join the Just Lead community. Just a reminder, we release brand new episodes every first and third Wednesday of the month, so make sure to tap that subscribe button and turn on your notifications so you never miss a show. All right, let's get right to it. You're listening to the Just Lead podcast, and the time to turn it up is right now. All right, everybody, welcome back to the Just Lead podcast. My name is Brad, and as always, I'm here with Mark Q.
Here we go.
And we're challenging leaders to take action in every situation.
In every situation. Just lead.
Just lead.
Just lead.
And just want to remind everybody before we hop in, you know, that you can email your leadership situation to us.
Yeah,
you know,
well, that's so where we get a lot of our ideas.
Yeah.
And how we talk about leading in every arena of life, right?
Absolutely.
Is through everybody sending an email. Yeah. So you send an email into hello@justlead.me.
Absolutely.
Justlead.me.
Yeah.
Hello. You had me at hello.
Had me at hello. I love it.
What movie?
Jerry Maguire.
Of course.
Yeah.
Staple.
Absolutely. So we got an email from Seth. He's a sales manager.
Seth?
Car dealership. Yep. Says he's looking to motivate his team to sharpen their skills and become lifelong learners. Obviously, he's a listener to the podcast.
Yeah.
And invests a lot of time in personal development. And just trying to figure out how do I transfer, it's a good question here, how do I transfer that value, that culture of lifelong learning? So, okay, maybe you've got a certain skill set.
So what he wants to do is he's trying to get his guys to be more of understanding the value of being a learner,
yeah,
growing.
I'm reading, I'm listening to the podcast, right. I'm going to conferences, I'm on this e-course, and these guys are just kind of showing up to work every day. Right.
Yeah. Well, if we had the answer to that, Brad, we wouldn't even have a podcast. That's hard, but it's doable. It's just there's some very strategic things you got to do.
So how does someone really, you know, become a lifelong learner? What's the value, the principle of lifelong learning when it comes to leadership?
Yeah, I think it's important to, if you don't value growing, it doesn't matter what area. So we're just going to talk 30,000 feet, growing in your relationships as a leader, as a dad, as a mom, growing as a, you know, healthy, right? Okay, good.
Yeah.
Just 30,000 feet. You've got to understand everything you know, you learn from somebody else.
Yeah.
Everything you know, whether it's changing a tire or a diaper, you've learned from some sort of outside force.
Yeah.
Everything you know, you've learned.
Yes.
Now, you may have learned whatever you learned at a higher level than other people, but either way, it was, you had to get it from outside yourself.
Yeah.
So there's your first, if you don't understand that perspective or have that perspective and understand that you can't be the best by yourself.
Yeah.
So I think remembering those two things is what really motivates people, understanding that perspective and then what motivates people to be, hey, I'm constantly learning, you know, to be a learner.
So what would be the practical advice for somebody, you know, in this situation? So say they're working at a company and, you know, they've got salespeople that work for them, you know, maybe they're learning from each other or maybe like a senior salesman or something, but how do they pursue, if we're talking about relationships, okay, finding other people, maybe mentors that type of thing. Where would they go for that kind of information to get better?
Well, I mean, there's always an expert or someone who's further along in the field that you're in, whether it's parenting or whether it's leading, whether it's sales, whether it's being a general manager.
Yeah.
You know, in Seth's case, you know, who sent us this email, you know, the first thing you have to do to help your team understand the value of lifelong learning, we already said two perspectives, right? But you got to model it.
Yeah.
So what I do is I try to tell people, hey, I heard this great quote about whatever subject we're talking about.
Sure.
What I've really done is I'm showing them, modeling for them, you're benefiting from something now.
Yeah.
Because it's a great quote, isn't it? Yeah. And everybody's like, yeah. Well, I didn't come up with it. I had to go get it.
Yeah.
I learned that quote from somewhere outside of myself.
Uh-huh.
And I'm sharing it with you.
Yeah.
So that's what I mean by modeling. Modeling that you are a growing person. Modeling that you value growing all the time is one of the ways you talk about it.
Yeah.
Hey, let me tell you what I just heard.
Yeah.
You know, I know a lot of our listeners are going, let me tell you, I listen to this Just Lead podcast.
Yep.
And it is absolutely amazing.
Fire.
and I'm growing so much.
Yeah.
I'm just kidding. But that's the idea. From a modeling standpoint for Seth,
yeah,
he has to model that growing benefits them, but at the same simultaneously go and see, I learned that outside of myself.
Yeah.
So always go outside yourself, guys. A lot of knowledge, a lot of things, a lot of, and then I would say the second thing, Brad, too, is also create environments. So in Seth's situation, what you have is, okay, you got a sales force who don't really care to grow. They just want to show up and, you know, this is happens to be a car dealership and they just want to show up and sell cars and do whatever, right?
Yeah.
But there is a salesperson there who is excelling and accelerating. Well, if I was Seth, I would create an atmosphere to go, hey, how come Joe sells so much more? How did Joe become, you know, the top quarter sales rep in our organization? Mm-hmm. What were, and so you provide opportunities as well for them to learn. You can't control people.
Yeah.
But what you can do is create environments.
Right.
To bring that that value or that DNA value, which is being a lifelong learner.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think, like, you know, as a company, whether you know you're investing in those growth resources, it can be as simple as just buying, you know, a relevant book for everybody. Maybe it's, you know, if you can afford it, you know, taking everybody to a conference or, you know, bringing in a guest speaker. That.
Exactly,
goes
right.
A long way.
We do that here in our organization. You know, the chapel. What we do is I'm a reader.
Yeah.
You know, I wouldn't say I'm a crazy reader. Like, you know, but I definitely read, you know, probably 6 to 8 books a year.
Sure.
You know what I mean? Whether it's in digital form or paper form or Audible now, you know, whatever it is.
Yeah.
But I will give our staff that I think this is a great subject for certain staff members, and I'll give them the book.
Yeah.
I don't wear or own the responsibility of whether or not they read it.
Yeah.
I don't do that. What I do is my role is to provide the atmosphere and the tools.
Yeah.
You still, you know, what's the old saying? You know, some of our listeners might even know this saying, but some of us may not. Right. Lead the horse to water, but you can't make it drink.
Yeah.
I don't take on that responsibility. Mm-hmm. My job at that point is I'm just creating an atmosphere for you to grow because I want you to know I'm growing.
Yeah.
You know, so I think that's important too.
But I think the one thing that you are responsible for and that you do a great job at is setting the expectation that this is a learning culture. Yeah. And I think in Seth's case, it's like, hey, if you're going to be on this team, it's expected that you're pursuing lifelong learning. And here's how I knew. One of the first interview questions. It wasn't with you, it was another person on our team. One of the first questions. Hey, what were the last 3 books that you read? What are some podcasts that you're kind of leaning into now? Right. That's a question that may sort of tip the hand of like, what are some of the voices and influences? So like it gives a little bit of a thing of like, oh, who's he listening to? Kind of what's his style? But what it's actually about is this a guy who's pursuing lifelong learning?
Right.
And that that's actually the question. And if someone here, I'm not speaking for other organizations, but if someone here is asked the question, hey, who are you in relationship with that's further along with you? If you don't have an answer to that question,
you don't get hired here.
It's
a red flag. It's a red flag. It's a dashing, blinking red light on your dashboard.
Right.
You probably wouldn't get the job here because my entire life is based on what I have learned from people who are further along.
Yeah.
And the meaning of the mistake I made.
Yep.
You know what I mean? So we all make mistakes, but our mistakes only benefit us when we look back and we go, well, what did I learn there?
Yeah.
You know, we know it's wrong. We know it wasn't healthy, but what wasn't healthy about it?
Yeah.
What was wrong about it? Mm-hmm. So in our organization, it's always, we send that message right away. So if you're hiring someone and you value being a lifelong learner and someone growing in every aspect of their life, you got to be clear up front and excavate that kind of, are you that kind of person?
Right.
Like what's, we also use a question that says, if you're hiring people, we use this here at the chapel. We say, hey, tell me a time when it was a really hard conflict and it had to be resolved. How did it get resolved? And what was the end game? What happened?
Yeah.
Man, a lot of people can't answer that because they know they've had conflict.
Yeah.
But they don't know why, and then how it ended up. Oh, yeah, we're not friends anymore.
Well, we don't. sometimes they're interviewing for that job because they're running from the conflict. Well, so the way they're about to answer it is, I'm getting out.
Well, and that's my point. And that's why they don't get the job with us. Because let me just tell you, there's conflict in our organization all the time, daily. I would say upon the hour.
Right.
But it's not.
We live in friction.
So we live in the sparks of iron sharpens iron, but in a good way.
Yeah.
You know, the healthiest teams I know are the ones that iron sharpens iron, sparks fly. But it doesn't create the fire of hatred, and the sparks don't create the fire of disenfranchised or not a team player.
Right.
It actually, the friction and the difference creates more bonding when done correctly.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
So, well, it's an attitude thing. You're not a lifelong learner if you don't have a teachable attitude.
Right, exactly. And I think, I mean, teachability, obviously we've heard it before in a lot of leadership books and a lot of situations. You know, the first thing that you're trying to assess as their leader, as the general manager in your job is like, they learners, do they care? Like if they don't care, if they're not teachable to go, hey, there might be something else you need to learn. Don't throw your, Elizabeth, don't throw a seed on rocky soil. I mean, it's just not going to work no matter how compelling of a leader you are.
Yeah.
So attitude is, you know, so much of it, teachability, the attitude of being teachable. I mean, actually, John Maxwell talks about that there's three attitudes that people have when it comes to learning.
Yeah.
This is an attitude you're going to have. Hopefully, maybe our listeners will fall on the good ones.
Yeah.
But the first one is arrogance.
Yeah.
No one can teach me anything. That I know it all. I got it all. No one can show me anything. I've been around. Meanwhile, the person who's saying it's 19 years old.
Yeah.
You know, no, stop.
Right.
You know what I mean? So they develop this real arrogant attitude.
Yeah.
That's it. I know it all. The second attitude is the naive attitude where someone, a singular person, someone has to teach me everything.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, like, it's almost like they have to hold your hand.
Yeah.
And you zone in on this one person when in reality, you really need a multiple of mentors.
Yeah.
Because not everyone can speak to everything at the level you may need.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? So there's the arrogant attitude, there's a naive attitude, and then there's the third attitude, which is hopefully all of our listeners gravitate towards. There's the teachable attitude, which is I can learn something from everyone. Mm-hmm. That's just really it. I can learn something from everyone.
Yep.
It's not positional based. It's not age based. It's not demographic or race based. It's the attitude of teachability is I can learn something from everyone.
Right.
And so your guys or ladies are going to fall into one of three of these categories.
Yeah. Yeah. You hear the quote, experience is the best teacher, true or false.
Yeah. I actually don't believe that because I go back to what I was saying about mistakes, you know. We all know we made a mistake. We know it wasn't good. We know we should have done better or shouldn't have done that. But we don't go the next layer, which is why shouldn't we do that again? What did that cause? Why did I react like that? So I've learned through different mentors in my life that it's not experience is the great teacher. It's evaluated experience.
Yeah.
That's the idea. It's evaluated experience that is the great teacher.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
And so
it's the same thing with mistakes. Just break it down to the everyday life of, you know, I made a mistake as a husband or a wife or a spouse or whatever it is, a leader. I mean, okay, got it.
Because
you're looking at the consequence of your mistake.
Right.
But spend more time on it going, why did I do that? Why did I say that? Why did I react that way? Why? Mm-hmm. So it's evaluated. That's the negative side. Here's the positive side. Why did we have such a great sales quarter?
Yeah.
Why did we meet those goals?
Right.
Then I guarantee you, you're going to find healthy patterns in that.
Sure.
Because it reached something or it reached a goal or it exceeded a goal.
Mm-hmm.
So you got to look at the why, not only from the negative, but also the positive. So it's evaluated experience.
Yeah. And I think probably the only way that you can really figure that out is you got to actually be able to capture what you're learning along the way.
Yeah. I mean, what I've learned and, you know, because I almost figure things out while I talk. You know what I mean? That's just the way I am. You know, I record myself sometimes in meetings. That's first thing I do. Second thing is whenever I'm with someone and I know we're going to tackle a problem, we're going to set goals, or I'm with a mentor or a coach or whatever, man, I'm taking notes like crazy.
Yeah.
The other thing I do at the end of the day, I journal. Mm-hmm. Now, people are like, oh, man, journaling. Now, what I do is I use a program called Evernote.
Yeah.
You know, and I just have – I call it mind dump.
Yep.
Man, I'm just taking notes of the days. I constantly am writing down, hey, had a great meeting with Brad and he said, hey, had a nice interaction. Or I even write down the emotional things of, hey, got really mad at a meeting. And so my journaling at the end of the day aren't paragraphs. They're actually bullet points. Sometimes they're just one.
Yep.
Or sometimes they're five.
Sure.
So I'm constantly capturing all the time.
Right. You know? Yeah. And I mean, studies show too that the number one time waster is looking for stuff. Like where was that?
Listen,
I mean,
man,
you can have that organized where you can search it, you can put your finger on it, and then there it
is. Yeah, I'm a little bit of a nut when it comes to that because I grew up in a home where it was like everything has its place.
Sure.
So like to the point where it's like if you open the refrigerator door, the ketchup should be in the door. It's never on the shelf, the ketchup.
Yeah.
The ketchup is in the door and you buy the size of ketchup that fits the door.
Yes.
Of the refrigerator. So, I mean, look, dude, that's why I'm in counseling. But I mean, but I grew up in a sense of everything had its place. Now there's a dysfunctional side where you're crazy about it,
yeah.
But then there's the healthy side of it of going,
yeah,
I just find my time so valuable, not in an arrogant way, mm-hmm. but that I can't spend time looking for something that if I would have put it in the same place, let's say.
Yeah.
Or and let's just say for our listeners, in the same vicinity.
Yeah.
Then I'm not gonna waste as much time.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I keep coming back to even just my own experience here, you know, being part of a learning culture. I think those healthy companies, they don't just see the people who work there for who they are, but they see them for the potential of what they're becoming.
Yeah.
What could they do? What are the possibilities? What can they do? And all of that hinges on teachability and being a lifelong learner.
Absolutely. Yeah. If you understand that you have the healthiness and that being a lifelong learner means that you're going to have to look outside yourself or scope of experience, mm-hmm. then you're going to actually add value to the organization. Mm-hmm. And you therefore become more valuable.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I'm always going to bring people and I want them on my team who are always learning because what they're learning may not only make them better or perform better,
right.
but then therefore it's going to actually benefit the organization. Just continually learning.
Yeah.
You know?
100%. Yeah. 100%. Any final thoughts?
Man, model it, but always never stop learning so you never stop growing, so you never stop being valuable.
I love it. Thank you so much, PQ.
Yeah, man.
Hey, that's it for this week's episode of the Just Lead Podcast. Don't forget, we release new episodes every first and third Wednesday of the month. For more resources, check out the show notes below. While you're at it, make sure to tap that subscribe button, leave us a rating and review, and share this episode with a friend. See you next time.